camp, and so, you know, it takes an army to do a camp, even if it's just one day. So you're invited to be part of this army, August the 19th. So we need volunteers, lots of volunteers. So there's the volunteer sheets, sign-up sheets are in the back, and camp applications, if you want to go ahead and get one for somebody or for your children or grandchildren, the camp applications are on the back, and all that information is on the back table. So stop by there and get one. And we had our first women's ministry Thursday night. Amen. It was awesome. For the ladies that didn't get to come, you still can come anytime that you're available. And we had lots of laughter, and it was just a good time of fellowship. And so God laid it on our hearts to call it Sister Keepers. So we're all Sister Keepers, and it's just going to be really, really good. So I want to encourage you to come out and be part of that. We're going to be doing some things and talking about some things, and it's going to be really, really good. Amen. We have our fall camp meeting scheduled. I'll be getting some more information. Of course, you all are familiar with Jim and Connie. They always have a particular word for the house. And so they're going to be coming along with David Hansel. David's from Columbia. Some of you may know him, but he pastors a church in Lexington. And I've known David for years. And so he's going to come, and I know he's going to have a word for us also. So be praying about camp meeting and seeking God on it. We're going to see some awesome things that weekend. So make sure you get a Sunday handout. Good stuff in there. Cleaning day, we need some people to come and help clean the church. And there's also information in there about the camp also. Praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about the glory of the Lord today in our sermon. The glory of the Lord. And I don't think I'm going to get it finished today. So it probably may be a part two, but we'll see. Thank God we're not on a schedule. Amen. We're not on a schedule. We don't have church on Sunday night, so you all could stay to 1 o'clock, couldn't you? Amen. I'm believing for the glory of the Lord to fall in this place where you're not going to be able to leave at 1 o'clock. We've had some camp meetings in the past that way. We stayed to 1 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. This word is for somebody today. When you may have been dropped this week. You know, sometimes when you're dropped in life, something unexpected happens. And you're unexpected. It's like falling. How many's ever fallen and you don't know how it happened? Next thing you know, you're just on the ground hoping nobody's seen you. Amen. So sometimes life happens like that. Sometimes something comes along and something unexpected happens. And a drop means to fall unexpectedly or suddenly. But you know what? No, if you've been dropped, you've not been forsaken. Amen. If you've been dropped, you've not been forsaken. That which is meant to destroy you is only going to make you stronger, because you're going to learn about the goodness of the Lord. So, you know, we've got to just get to the table where the food's at, which is the Word of God. Somehow we've got to get to the table. You know, in the Word, in the New Testament, when Jesus was going to heal somebody or do something for somebody, he always required an action on their part. He always says, you know, do something. So we need some folks just to get up. You know, sometimes that's the first part of your deliverance when you're a miracle, is just to get up from your position of where you're at. And sometimes it requires you to change your attitude. Sometimes it requires you to take off your blinders and quit looking at things in your natural eyes and begin to see things from your spiritual eyes, which is God's perspective, which is his word that's going to carry you through and see you through. We've been talking a lot about the word, a lot about the word, a lot about the word. So we are gathered here today. I like that word, gathered. You're going to hear a lot about the word gathered over the next few months. You know, getting away from all the cliches of the church, revival and camp meeting and all of those things. Because sometimes when we start putting labels on things, we get familiar with it. The new of it's wore off. So I began to like that word, gathering. Because in the New Testament, when the crowds was always gathering to hear what Jesus had to say. Gather, 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 gather. And gather means to meet for a specific purpose. So we're here today, gathered together, to meet for a specific person. God said, where two or more of you are gathered together, I'm in the midst. So we've gathered together today as like believers to see the salvation of the Lord in our midst. Now today is the first day of the week. And I don't know what you may have planned next week, but I want you to just do away with all of that. Because, you know, you might have to cancel that doctor's appointment next week. Amen. You might have to cancel that bank appointment next week with a loan that you thought you were going to get. God's just going to say it's yours. Amen. So I just feel that in my spirit this morning, there are some appointments that you're going to have to cancel because you thought it was going to be one way. And the Spirit of the Lord has said, no, I've got another plan. I've got another way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! I got to preach in a minute. I can't preach right now. But let's stand this morning. Father, we just thank you that you're in a presence today because your presence lives big in us. We've come to see your salvation today, Lord, that you've not forsaken us, that you've not abandoned us. But Lord, we just feel your breath upon us today. Saying, go ahead, church, do what I've called you to do. Let me live big in you that you can see my glory in this earth. Every person that's in this place today, God, they're here because of a divine appointment with you. This is an appointment that you keep. And even as they've drove up on that parking lot tonight, they've sensed your presence, that something is about to change, that it's no longer going to be like they thought it was, but they're going to leave here with fresh revelation and divine guidance today. I thank you that we have ears, anointed spiritual ears, to hear the truth of your word and what you say to us today. Lord, we have spiritual eyes to see beyond what we see around us and look into what you've already decreed and declared in your word. And thank you for that today, Lord. We just speak over Pastor's body that he is the healed of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Be blessed today, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you for this time of worship today, Father, as we come into your throne room to glorify and to worship you. And the church said, amen and amen.
I'm substituting today. I'm not Ricardo Hughes. Glory to God. I'm Gerald Laverne Relliford. Gerald's home. I'm Laverne. I can't even know who my name is. But I want to say this before we start the praise and worship this morning. I found this scripture, and I don't know, it kind of puts me into where we are today. And it's from Psalm 119:93. And it says, what you say goes, God, and stays. We could stop right there, right? What you say goes, God, and stays. It's as permanent as the heavens. Your truth never goes out of fashion. It's an up-to-date. It's as up-to-date as the earth when the sun comes up. Your word and truth are dependable as ever. That's what you ordered. You set the earth going. If your revelation hadn't delighted me so, I would have given up when the hard times came. Come on now. You ever been through a hard time? You go through the hard time, and the world and the people around you try to say that it doesn't work. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And that's when you say, wait a minute, God's truth never gets out of fashion. Glory to God. You ever go to your wardrobe, and you look, and you think, well, that's kind of out of fashion, and that's out of fashion. But you never go to the Word of God, and any promise is out of fashion. And that's what the world needs to hear today. I don't care what you think. The Word of God doesn't evolve. Cultures may change, but the Word of God endures forever. Glory to God. Amen. Are you ready to praise the Lord today? Amen. Glory. We've only got one name that we praise, isn't it? Yes.
We had, of course, we got approved for the disability and everything that we've been pursuing. We've had a rough time. But this week, we had a real blessing in that we were needing a second car. And my goal was to get it into this century. My rule was it needed to be a 2000 because I couldn't get past 99. Well, it ended up, a friend of mine had a vehicle for sale. And we've ended up with to work out something with him. And he's going to wait until the payments start. And it's a 2012 Equinox. So, and he's going to take payments on it and work with us. So it's a real blessing.
Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's all right. Come on, church. It's time to have some fun in the house of God. Amen. And just let your praises just go to him this morning. Are you ready?
La 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 la. name, the name that has saved me. Mercy and grace, the power that forgave me, and your love is all I ever needed.
You'll be all right if you say God. If you start talking about Jesus, and they go, wait just a minute. But I tell you what, Jesus himself said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man cometh unto the Father.
Right.
Except what? By me. Amen. Hallelujah. We had a devotional last night, Jerry and I did, about he's been going through some physical things and having difficulty with his feet. And the devotional talked about how there are times when distractions or storms or problems or whatever you want to call it will try to get you so overwhelmed and get you so busy that it, you start kind of pulling away from him and you get caught up in what you're going through. But he says what you need to do is get your focus, right? You need to get your focus. And it can be a song. It can be a word from God. But what it'll do, it'll refocus you. And next thing you know, it just draws you back. Did you ever hear it, like, turn on the radio, maybe all of a sudden that Christian song comes on, you find yourself going, yes, and that spirit inside just jumping out on the inside. You needed to hear that. See, what's it doing? It's reminding you whose you are and that your Father is with you. Amen? Amen. Now, everybody brought a song this morning. You may say, I can't sing a tune in a bucket. It doesn't matter. You've got a song in your heart today, and it's the one the Lord wants to hear. There is a song rising in my heart, rising in my heart it is. There is a dance rising in this place, rising in this place it is. Come on now. There is a song, there is a dance rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire.
Promise, come like you said.
like the wind.
Come on.
Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you. We magnify you, Father, for the glory. Father God, not only your glory, but the glory that's on the inside of us. It's rising up. Amen. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your promise that you never let us go. Amen. You never let us go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, God puts people together so they can be a reminder. There's strength in agreement. And in that agreement, sometimes you got to tell the mate, hey, you know what the word says. Remember what the word says. Or you got to remind them and say, now, you know, we don't talk like that. We don't talk like that. What are you doing? You're pulling on each other. You're pulling on those promises. You're reminding each other. God never lets you go, church. Hallelujah. Praise God for freedom. I lived in legalism all my life. All my life I tried to be good. I did. And no matter how good I was, I still felt like I was trying, needed to be good. But when I found out that God wasn't judging me on my behavior, but he was judging me on what Jesus Christ had done in my life, it set me free to be good. All right, church. Amen. There must be a preaching spirit up here this morning. All right, here we go. Hallelujah.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. Come on. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near. I will fear no
through the calm and
never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
My church, you can get a hold of this morning.
Oh, no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go.
We magnify you, Jesus, and we glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here. Will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me,
come on now,
whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
We're singing,
oh no, you never let go. Coming through the storms, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, oh. You never let go of me, yeah.
Come on now.
You never let go.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. We're going to take up the offering, and I want you to know that God is so faithful that, you know, there's been a little bit of this attack, Pastor, and a little of this attack, Pastor, and, you know, and when I'm singing that, I'm realizing one of these days those little things that's attacking Pastor is going to quit, amen, because God is good. By his stripes, he is healed, amen.
Right.
By his stripes, Vivian, you're healed. By his stripes, Brad is healed. By his stripes, all of you are healed. In the name of Jesus, amen. Father God, I thank you for faithfulness. I thank you for prospering your people as they give. Lord, I thank you. This is a prosperous church full of prosperous people. Because you said, you beloved, I wish above all things that your soul prospers. That you be in health and you be even as your soul prospers. And Father God, our souls are prospering this morning because we're going to prosper even more when the word comes forth. And we love you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
Worship. should fill this room. Let it rise before the Father like a fragrant sweet perfume. Let our songs of praise be pleasing and our sacrifice consume as the sweet
church. You may not understand it, but in the Old Testament, when they would bring the animal in and it would be sacrificed, you know, and when they would figure out the part, the pastor, probably some mothers can tell you all the part that they didn't really sacrifice the entire animal. Some of it went for this, some of it went for that, but when they put the part on there that they would set on fire and it would be given as a offering to the Lord, then there would be a fragrance. And David said, Lord, you don't want just animal sacrifices. You want the sacrifices of my heart. And the New Testament talks about the fragrance of worship. And I know of people, and they can tell you right now, you get into the presence of God and you get into worship, and sometimes that perfume comes into the house. Now, you may think I'm making it up, but I'm not making it up. Because what happens is we get in agreement and we begin to worship Him. We begin to praise Him. In our hearts, we forget the music. And we just get to thinking about how much we love God. And next thing you know, He's receiving our sacrifice of praise. Amen. Let the sweet aroma build up in this place, Lord. Let the sweet aroma of worship fill this room. Let it rise before the Father like a fragrant sweet perfume. Let our songs of praise be pleasing and our sacrifice consume as the sweet aroma. So much. We praise you and we magnify you, Jesus, because you're worthy to be praised, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. And I'm going to dismiss classes. The youth are meeting this morning with Miss Sherry and so children's church, and everybody ready to go back for, I think they are. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Get out here where I can have some room to move if I need to.
Yes.
Good to see everybody today.